Hello and welcome to Leaf and Let Die. Today we're here at Coco's, and the tea of the day is Mint Medley Herb Tea from Bigelow, a blend of cooling garden spearmint and peppermint. It's all natural, caffeine-free, because I have not slept. So here's the tear.
Does it actually register?
It does, actually. It's really weird. Actually, not nearly as well as the pour. The pour does incredibly well.
So oh, now God, I can smell it.
Yes. Wow. So now we go in on the steep.
That's already clearing out my sinuses.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
That's so like deodorant in a bag.
Holy the official crap. Bob. Now we're bobbing here.
Last time I smelled that, it was getting rubbed on my chest.
I have that sense a lot about a lot of different items. So let's start with what are we all reading right now? And JC, did you finish Man of Steel?
No. In fact, I've only gotten like 2 pages past since the last time you asked me. I'm a slow reader.
Beth, what are you reading?
Catching Fire.
Oh, that book from The Hunger Games.
Yes, before the new movie comes out, since I make the children read the book, I must read the book also.
No, I have not read any of The Hunger Games.
I read the first one.
Yeah, I don't believe that reading books before their movies is a good idea, because largely movies are way better than the book, with one exception to that.
I was going to say Man of Steel.
No. Wait, what? Actually, if you've ever seen, what's that one with Matthew Broderick and that guy?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
No. That's not Matthew Broderick. That's
War Games?
Oh, War Games, yes. No! that one with The Road to Wellville.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay.
The book's amazing.
Kellogg's cereal.
That's right. And I love, absolutely love, what's his name?
T. Corgess and Boyle.
That's right. Who also did a book called Talk, I think, it's about talk radio.
Right, and he's written several.
Did you mention that we are in the steeping process?
We are in the steeping process. I mentioned that, and I did the official Bob.
He was doing the official book chat to kill the time during the steeping process.
Oh yeah, it is clearing me out.
Ooh, wow.
So what have you read? Because you read like 100 books a week.
Well, right now I am working my way through Chicks Dig Comics.
You were on the Chicks Dig thing.
Because the two of them are on the Hugo ballot this year.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And so this is Lynn Thomas and I believe Sigrid Ellis or whoever is her co-editor of the week.
Yeah, Sigrid.
Sigrid.
Co-editor. Yeah, the first one.
Jeez, that's a different one in every book.
Yeah, Chicks Dig Time Lords was her and my friend Tara
O'Shea. Tara
O'Shea. Mm-hmm. Wonderful book. I read Chicks Dig Comics last year at some point. Hello, Deb.
Hello, Deb.
Hey.
And
hey,
we've...
And Radar.
Yes. And Radar and Rick. Everybody's here.
Yay.
So we're officially steeping Bigelow Mint Medley.
You're recording right now?
Of course we are.
I did not give you permission to record my likeness.
First off, with your sonorous tones, you're always going to be recorded.
Are you with the government?
Now, Rick, what was the last book you
excuse
read?
Excuse me, you don't have to answer that, Chris.
The last book I read, actually completed, was The Rook.
Oh, really? How was that?
That was really good. By Thomas O'Malley or something like that?
Yeah, I want to say it is Thomas O'Malley.
Yeah.
What was the last book you read there?
Boy.
Cherry. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, I don't have to run the meeting.
I thought this was the Teabaggers conference, so I brought this
tea.
Teabaggers?
Tea?
For you guys.
What?
Awesome.
Whoa.
I have to see it.
It's decaf black, because Ken likes decaf.
Didn't
so
we have that
at WesterCon?
We had the regular calf. Yeah,
and
the camel
like,
was
eat
so bad.
Camel meat.
Decaf black. Hit the sack.
Yeah?
Wow, wow.
Oh. Well, I am going to be running the meeting here at BASFA at beautiful Coco's in Sunnyvale.
Do you want a cocoa without paying for it in the auction?
Hey,
yes.
Thank you. It is good. Yeah,
now, read a recipe from the cookbook.
In a sexy voice.
Well, yeah, that's a good call.
Mm-hmm. Then it has to be dessert.
You shouldn't get to choose the recipe you're going to read.
Oh,
it shows why somebody who can make
either that or something with loin in it.
You're actually steeping that next to your laptop.
You should see when I...
Man,
with
I've
no fear.
So wrong.
With no fear of what that tea, much less the water, will do to it.
The only way to make the sound effect of actually pouring the tea come through on the speakers
is to place it
right there.
Wow.
Where you risk the chance of flooding your mini laptop.
No, I have poured a bottle of water on this before and it was fine. It was rather relatively amazing how that worked. All right, now for a dramatic reading of Grasshopper Pie.
It was a pie for you.
Can you read that like Fair enough. Chang King?
I purposely looked for the pie.
You have to speak also.
Yeah, I know. But where should I just read the description?
Read the description.
Okay. Grasshopper Pie.
You need to speak up.
We're still getting double fulfillment.
This pie takes its name from a cocktail.
You know how you always
the grasshopper,
you know, really
which was invented
like, yeah,
at Two Hogways Restaurant in New Orleans near the end of Prohibition. This bright green drink is a mix of heavy cream, white cream de cacao, a clear version of the dark chocolate cordial, and green creme de menthe, a mint cordial that is shaken with ice and strained into a cocktail glass. Grasshopper pie was born during the 1950s when chiffon pies were the rage.
That was a dramatic reading of Grasshopper Pie. What's a book?
And all.
America's Best Lost Recipes.
America's Best Lost Recipes from the good people at Cook's Country Magazine. All right. Now we will officially pour the tea because that looks steeped.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. Aren't we having an earthquake right now?
Shouldn't it be appropriate circus music for this?
Yeah. Saber dance. I think
they
go good.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
All right.
Looks like you already did.
So today we have mint medley herb tea. I will smell it.
From Bigelow.
Wow, that's minty. This is Bigelow, maker of tea.
Somebody lost a pillow mint in their shoebox.
Wow.
I can smell it.
Wow.
It brings to mind what Max Beerbohm said in his novel Zulika Dobson, Death Cancels All Engagements.
All right, now I'm going to have a sip. Wait, first.
Are you okay, bud?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, that's mint.
There it is.
And yet there's some sort of vague herbal aftertaste. It's kind of like I've been eating an Altoid that was on the floor of my car.
Can you actually taste the tea around the mint?
You can taste the tea around the mint. You can.
What is that aftertaste? What is that?
It's awful. Oh my God. This is the worst tea yet.
More tastes... sure?
Oh, it tastes like a foot.
Yeah, it does.
You have to wait for it.
It tastes like rubber. It's like rubber with mint rubbed on it.
Oh my goodness.
That is awful.
It's like people pay money for this shit?
What did you soak a scented condom in there or something? God.
I'm serious.
So eyes are watering.
If this was like the most caffeinated thing on earth and I needed to stay awake for a long haul ice trucker thing, I would still not drink this. This is awful.
It would
be more
expedient for you to just go out and get the meth at the truck stop, man. It would taste better.
Be cheaper, probably.
Probably be cheaper in many ways.
I think
that would only taste good with a ton of sugar.
Tea doesn't turn
well. Sugar would help that.
I think by the look of this tea, I think it already has diabetes.
No.
Yes. Now
I don't even bet doesn't want to try a second sip.
No. Oh, more?
Oh, please. Transplant a kidney? Sure, no problem.
All right. Now is the time on the show when we do Darjeelings Are Forever. What tea would a specific Bond villain drink? And I think we all want to know the one, my favorite Bond villain who is not Jenya Onatopp.
Okay.
John. Is Bambi from Thumper and Bambi.
Okay.
Was Bambi the white girl or the black girl?
I think she was.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. So let's start. I'm going to say Chuck goes first.
I'm going to say she would drink Orange Pico because that's the only one I could think of right now.
Excellent choice. You know what? That's how I do a lot of things.
I've been doing it all day.
Yeah, I need a car. A Cadillac?
Cadillac? She copped the Katie. Give me a mule to ride.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Beth.
Be Oolong. Just because it's fun to say.
Oolong. Oolong, also great name for a Bond villain. I mean, think about it. Oolong. Actually, not even a Bond villain, like a Bond henchman.
Which was not what I was saying as I was drinking that tea. Oolong.
Would he be the head teabag?
He would be the head teabag. How about you?
Teabagger in command.
I'm going to say a chai latte.
Chai only barely counts as tea.
Put cinnamon in it with it.
First off, okay, very good. First off, it doesn't come from Bigelow's, purveyor of fine teas that taste like ass. I, on the other hand, am going to say this. I think if Bambi and Thumper were to have a tea together to share, it would be a lovely green tea. But if it was just Bambi, I think she'd be drinking Orange Pico, because it's the only one I can think of.
There you go.
There you go. Also, that's the car I would drive.
Orange car Pico? Is orange.
All right. So, one more sip of the tea for everyone.
Oh, good. Please, have mine.
Yeah, our dinner is here.
God! It's so bad. Now it's your turn.
Oh, hell no. No, that first one was enough for me.
Beth?
I'll take a second.
We love Beth.
Oh. Oh, the look on her face just says it all.
Orange Pico, I believe, by the same maker as the Cortina.
That's
the
true.
Blue Cortina.
Go ahead. Keep thinking it's orange.
You may extubate now.
Yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for Leaf and Let Die. I'm Chris Garcia here with...
JC Arkham.
Beth Double O.
And...
Two Buck Chuck.
Awesome. Now, the off button is this
one?
No,
that's the delete one.